Opalka. Typically, the first week after the New Year is a subdued period. Even after the hubbub of national elections, Americans have come to expect a time of subdued energy in the wake of the holiday season. Well, not so much this year, as eyes today are on the southern state of Georgia, as AP's Julie Walker explains.
Trump continues to push Republican lawmakers to reverse his loss to Joe Biden during tomorrow's joint session of Congress. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump wound up his supporters.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
He was there to campaign for the Senate race, but spent a lot of time repeating false claims.
That was a rigged election.
A claim rejected by election officials and the courts. Biden won the Electoral College 306 to 232, and Republicans likely don't have the numbers to contest it. A dozen in the Senate and more than 100 in the House say they plan to oppose. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia, the state's top elections officials said Monday after they rebuffed President Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later Monday, one of Secretary of State's assistants, Gabriel Sterling, made the case to vote in spite of the president's false claims.
There are people who fought and died and marched and prayed and voted to get the right to vote. Throwing it away because you have some feeling that it may not matter is self-destructive, ultimately, and a self-fulfilling prophecy in the end.
Donald Trump is the first outgoing president who lost an election to try to hang on to his office by rejecting the will of the voters and casting aside the results of the Electoral College enshrined in the Constitution. This is VOA News. Outgoing President, I beg your pardon, outgoing Vice President Mike Pence.